Yes, good afternoon, everybody. Welcome once again to the Rush Hour on this magnificent, absolutely cracking day here in Adelaide. This is Dead Set God's Country. The bad news is, folks, you've got me once again. Louis, would you believe, is still on the sick list. What an absolute wussy. But the good news is I'm with my sparring partner of Dead Set Legends, who looks a picture of sartorial splendour. He's had a shave, he's had a shampoo, he's got a tie on, he's got a jacket on. Mm. I didn't recognise him. Andrew Newton Jarman. Jarms, what's happened?
G'day, George. G'day, Adelaide. Good to be here on a Thursday. Glorious day.
Now, where's your mate? Come on.
Well, Angie's lovely wife said, you got to go to work. You have to go to work.
Yes.
Basically tried to push him out of the home.
And what happened?
This is what he said.
You know what? I'm not f***ing leaving. The show goes on. They're going to need a f***ing wrecking ball to take me out of here.
That's me old mate, Louis.
Oh, well, there you go.
Right,
what does that say to
him again?
What does that say to
him? I don't know.
He's got a heart like a caraway seed.
No, he hasn't.
He has.
Oh, what about the All-Australian side?
Well,
congratulations to the three boys from the Adelaide Crows.
Correct. But Tredders is coming in tonight. Now, he's one of the selectors. He's got to go.
Okay.
What does Big Sauce, Sam Jacobs, has to do to get into the All-Australian team?
Well, congratulations to Eddie Betts. You can ask him that. Matty Crouch. Fantastic for Matty Crouch to get
super.
On the bench.
Super.
And
Rory
Laird.
That's a great
flank.
Selection, yep.
And Paddy Ryder leading the ruck for the All-Australian. Yeah. Well done, Paddy.
He's had a wonderful year. Congratulations.
And Robbie Gray on the half-forward flank.
And he's had
a super
year
from Port Adelaide,
well.
Three from the Adelaide
Crows. So we've got five from South Australia.
Well done.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well done. Alex Rance is the captain.
Yeah, and, are you surprised at that?
Yeah, I am, actually.
Oh, I'm very surprised.
He's had a good year. Yeah. All right, who's on the show,
Far away. Seriously. We've got a cracking show tonight.
Right.
We've got Tredders on. We'll talk about that and other football issues.
Yeah.
Got Brendan Favola.
Fev.
Former Brisbane and Carlton champion.
Carlton champion, not so much Brisbane.
Well, he was okay. He got a couple of kicks. He's
That's about the EJ Witten game tomorrow
correct,
night.
Correct, that's tomorrow night. Brian Taylor, one of the best callers in the business, will have a chat to us. And we'll talk to Simon Hill. Now, this is a huge game tonight. Simon Hill, the best soccer commentator in the business. We've got Japan taking on the Socceroos in a World Cup qualifier. We've never beaten Japan, Jars, but I've in Japan, but I've got a feeling in my water, Jars, that tonight is going to be the night.
And then we're off to Russia.
Well, if we win tonight, we're off to Russia.
Do you know any Russian?
What?
Do you know any Russian?
Any Russian?
Do you know how to speak any Russian?
I have trouble speaking bloody English, let alone Russian.
Oh, coming up, we've got Trezzy waiting outside to get in.
On Triple M's Rush Hour, it's time for our favourite Warren.
Because I'm Warren! Gary Tredray!
Here I am, get stuffed.
Good on you, Treads. Thanks for joining us on a Thursday. KG Cunningham, that's Warren Treadrow.
Hello,
KG.
It's been a while, Cage. We used to, us three knuckleheads used to do Dead Set Legends.
Well, I used to carry you two knuckleheads, to be quite
that's
frank.
Probably fair enough early in the morning on a Saturday morning.
Our other knucklehead? Man down.
What's going on?
Oh,
man flu.
Can you believe he's taken 2 days off?
Oh, he's good, though. I did brekkie with him for three years, and when he goes down...
He goes down?
Fair dinkum, I think he has a triple bypass.
Now, Tredders.
All Australian selectors.
How'd we go?
Well, what about...
Here we go.
The source?
Yeah.
The best ruckman in the competition does not get in.
I don't think he's the best ruckman in the comp.
Well, obviously, because Paddy Ryder was...
No, I'm one of 8 votes.
Exactly. Ryder was sensational, no question. But that source had to get in.
I'll be honest, I lent towards Ryder.
Why?
Because his effectiveness with hitting out.
Oh, and
source has more hit outs than anyone, but Ryder puts him down the throat about 10% better than anyone in the comp. I had to fight to get Ryder in. Fight. Because there was a lot of traction for Cruiser in the meeting.
So you're telling me it was out of... Cruiser and Ryder.
No, there were 4, Grundy and Jacobs, but the last bit was out of Cruiser
so
and Ryder.
So it came down to the wire, the selection between Cruiser and Ryder.
Well, because
what
there
a
were,
lot of rubbish.
No, because there were people voting for Jacobs.
I don't
Jacobs.
Care what they're voting
me,
for.
Let me think. There were people who were voting for Jacobs, but there's 8 selections, and the majority of the selections were out of those 2.
I sacked a bloody lot of them. There
Thank you.
Are. But Treads, you did reward Matty Crouch. He's had an outstanding season so far, starting on the bench. Well done, yeah. Rory Laird, you got him.
I think it's important to recognise, too, if we're picking a team on balance, realistically, you're not going to play Mitchell and Matty Crouch, are you?
No.
No.
And I think that's a positive, Ken, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Yep, it's
we've
a
got
positive.
Number one and number two good possession winners.
Eddie Betts is in the fourth.
And
pocket.
I think it's something like 12 debutants.
Yeah,
everyone
which
wants
is
to
fantastic.
Have a crack at Eddie, but Eddie's by far the best small forward.
No
game.
Question. Yeah,
Robbie Gray,
he
half
was
forward.
Out of this world in the first half of the season.
Yeah.
But even when he's slow patch, he's still kicking one
he's
and a half goals
dangerous.
A game.
Correct.
Yeah. Robbie Gray, half forward, and obviously Paddy Ryder. So five from South Australia got into the All Australian side.
And there wasn't much arguing about that one. The Ryder was the big debate because the first time in the 4 years I've done it, there were actually four ruckmen who genuinely had a chance at getting the gong. I've got players in there who weren't in my team, and I'm not telling you who they are.
No.
You don't get everyone you want.
You can't get everyone in there.
Joel Selwood, was he lucky?
Joel Selwood, I question.
Well, Joel Selwood's had a pretty bloody good year in a team that finishes equal top.
He's a champion, but I don't think he's had the year as this year that he's had previously.
See, the other argument is, do you play Scully because he's your genuine wingman? But we
how come Sloaney didn't get on the bench or something?
Well, because I think Sloaney since around eight has seriously dropped off.
Okay.
Since he was tagged.
Yeah,
and at round eight, you're almost putting him in the team. That's how well he was
did
going.
Did Taylor Walker come close?
He did. But, and I'll be honest, I pushed South Australians and then they asked me about key position players.
Yep.
And I've actually had this chat to Tex. I couldn't argue with the three. Kennedy plays 16 games and only won the Coleman. Buddy picks himself, and Danaher can play ruck and forward.
Yep.
So Tex is going for centre-half forward with Franklin. Tex was very good, but Tex also had some time when he's obviously struggling with his toe. The other one who's really stiff, Kennedy gets him because of he kicks four goals a game. Ben Brown was brilliant in a team that was terrible, and he couldn't even get in.
Mm.
So unfortunately, you would have taken Sauce over Ryder.
Oh, look.
Yes, definitely. Why?
Because of the year that he's had.
What about Ryder's year?
They've both had sensational years.
Yeah, but you've got to pick someone.
I'm picking Sauce.
Okay, well, give me a reason. Apart from you're a Crows supporter.
He's improved his work around the ground.
Yeah.
No question about that.
Is he better hitting to advantage than
probably
Ryder?
Probably not, but he gets his hands to the ball more times than Ryder.
Yeah.
So
who would you have had?
Me?
Yeah.
I would have gone Paddy Ryder.
Oh,
thank you. So what are we worrying about then?
You said to me off air, you'd go for Big Sauce.
Nah, if we could have
told
two ruckmen.
He goes, tell me Cruz is in.
If we could have two ruckmen, Sauce is number one, number two pick. But like Trent says, there's four or five real quality ruckmen out there.
For the first year
it
in ages.
It would have been tough. Yeah, absolutely. And Paddy Ryder has had a remarkable year.
What about Skipper?
Rance?
Alex Rance. Nah, I don't agree with that. I thought that was a dumb.
I don't think he's
and even Joshy Kennedy. Joshy Kennedy doesn't even talk to anyone.
They're both
does
vice
he?
Captains.
Nah. All right, Treads.
Am I done?
Another one done. Yep.
So
you're
walk in, get abused, and go home.
Yeah, now you can go
home.
Good.
Thanks for that.
You got any messages for your mate Lou?
No, good stuff. Coach can get stuff too.
Oh, welcome to the show.
From Melbourne's mean streets.
You could say this was the murder we missed.
A story you'll have to hear to believe.
He said he was a 200-year-old vampire.
Why was Shane Chantra's Abbott gunned down before giving evidence?
Two men shot him down. It's a mystery within a mystery within a mystery.
Listen now to this untold true crime story from Adam Shand. The Trials of the Vampire at podcast1.com.au or download the app.
No Louis today, but we've got some big names on the show. Brendan Favola coming up soon. Simon Hill in the next hour. Brian Taylor every Thursday, of course, right out to five. With Jazz and KG, the Rush Hour at Triple M.
Plenty to talk about, KG, regarding sport around the country and around the world.
Yep.
The US Open, have you been watching a bit of that? Have you?
I have. It's a bit late at night.
The women, our girls are going
very well. Yep, very well.
The lads, once again, have played up.
What about
the bad boy, Nicky Kyrgios?
Oh. Can you believe he's out? Round one, gone on your bike. I've had enough of this young man. Honestly, I have.
Well, what do you mean?
Well
you
again,
can't
he's
shut him down.
Well, Jars, he's injured again. There's always dramas.
That's not his
with
fault,
him.
Is it?
Well, if it's not his hip, it's his arm. He had a blue with the linesman. Like, when's he going to learn to get his head right? Surely
he's 22 years old.
Oh,
Kate.
Here we go. Another excuse.
No, but he's
Everybody's
obviously still
that.
Mentally immature to play on the world stage at this.
I've just been out of guts full of it.
Well, this is Nick Kyrgios in his
press conference.
Yeah, right out of the game.
Players out there that are more dedicated, that want to get better, that strive to get better every day, that do all the 1%ers. I'm not that guy.
Do you want to be that dedicated? Would you like to?
In Cincinnati, I was not doing anything different. I was probably less dedicated than I was this week. Like, I was playing basketball to Lifetime Fitness every day for 2 hours. Like, I played an hour of basketball before I played David Ferrer in the semifinal. I was going to ice cream, like this greatest place, getting a milkshake like every day. Like I was less dedicated, and then this week I'm dedicated, and my shoulder starts hurting. So I don't know.
See, See, the young
he's
man,
less dedicated, George.
I know, but the young man does himself.
He wants to play basketball.
Well, go and play basketball.
He wants to have ice cream.
Well, let's go and have an ice cream. Do what you want to do. But goodness sake.
I love that he's honest. Oh. He's refreshing and he's honest. Mate, he's not sugarcoating it.
I don't
like the game of tennis.
Well, don't
I'm
play
not
it.
Dedicated.
Well, don't play it. Don't play it. Simple as that. But I'm sick to death of it all. Honestly.
I love it.
It's every tournament. Yeah. Something happens.
Should he ever, ever represent Australia in a Davis Cup?
Well, the last time he did, he was terrific. And I thought, hooray.
But now you're just saying, tell him, don't play anymore.
Great. But then next tournament, he's gone again. Look, let me say to you right here and now.
Yes, George.
In my view, for whatever it's worth, and it's not worth much, Kyrgios and Tomic will never win a Grand Slam as long as their backside points to the ground.
Now, what about the Australian cricket side? Well, can they win the second test against the Bangladeshians, which was an embarrassment? And take nothing away against the Bangladeshians,
correct.
But our boys, you know, I told you, lack of preparation.
No, see, that's a cop-out, Jars. Honestly.
It was KG.
It's the cop-out. They stood on their dig. They knew what was in front of them, the cricketers. They knew exactly what was happening. And James Sutherland, the CEO of Cricket Australia, should be holding his head in shame. He did not get involved in the dispute until it had gone for 3 months. He should have stepped in from day one and resolved the issue. Now, with the laughing stock of international cricket, if we lose the second test starting on Monday, that'll be absolutely the end.
One of the Australian greats, captains, Alan Border, said this about the result.
Yeah, I thought his keeping was improving, but once you go to the subcontinent, you really test your skills out there. It's difficult. But 30 buys in that last test match was pretty telling, wasn't it? And he's not producing enough runs with a bat to sort of compensate for the keeping. So, yeah, he's the one that's under the most pressure.
Sorry about Matty Wade.
Mate, he wouldn't come close to young Kerry. I'm telling you. He wouldn't.
Well, have the selectors got the nurries to make that decision for the second test? Fly over Alex Carey, drop Matty Wade, never to keep again for our country.
Correct.
And back the kid in.
The ball's in their court. The ball is in their court.
Why have they persisted with Matty Wade? He's not a good keeper.
He's probably that would be unkind to say that.
Yeah,
I've got to be
show.
Very careful. Matthew Wade is not up to Test cricket keeping wise.
Okay,
and that's very important.
Will there be any changes for the second test?
Well, I reckon they'll probably play.
Hazelwood's gone.
They'll probably play.
They're bringing Steve O'Keefe,
they'll play
which you're
him,
a big fan of.
Probably. He's not good enough either.
What about some batting change?
We've got
no batters, have we, really? Well, we're not a good batting side.
Well, we aren't. Khawaja, three of the subcontinent, hasn't worked. Young Renshaw, I love.
Yeah, Backy, Min
David
and Hanscom.
Warner, fantastic. Yeah. Peter Hanscom.
Yeah. Steve Smith should be batting at three.
He should be, no question.
Yeah, well,
that's what should happen in the second test.
Right,
exactly.
Right.
You're right. You're spot on.
Hey, good news regarding the AFL. Football boss, our new football, Steve Hocking has been announced
Geelong,
as the new head of. Mate, this bloke is a very, very good operator.
He's a good player too.
Very good operator. Buddha Hocking's brother. So good news there for the competition. And obviously he's got a lot of work to sort out and sift through.
Yeah. There'll be some changes. And Jack Homps out for the year for Port Adelaide.
Yep.
That's sad.
Yep. After successful surgery on his right hip. So he's been carrying that right hip all year. No wonder his form's dropped off.
Well, they're going to miss him.
Because he's a talent, young Jackie boy.
He really is a good talent. Absolutely.
The Crows Sandful side, which failed to make the finals this year, KG. Senior coach Johnny Pike has hinted there may be an internal scratch match to ensure match fitness for the GWS game next week. We're looking at ways that we can be able to play a practice match to keep our boys
conditioned. I like that. Very good. You've heard that on Triple M for the first time. I like it.
Well,
you've been doing your homework for
Charlie. Not really. I just read off a sheet.
Righto. What's coming up?
Fev is coming up soon. Brendan Favola in the next 15 minutes.
Oh, what a September.
Triple M's. Night in September. Thanks to Sporty's Bar and Arena, the best place to watch every footy final live this September.
How good is this?
All right, family, there's only one day in September. Now, Triple M invites you to the one night in September, KG, September the 13th.
This will be a great night.
Rupert, Ditz, Louis and special guests will be there. Plenty of laughs and a little bit of stuff that you're not supposed to hear, KG.
Spicy stuff.
They're telling me, KG, the most sought-after September ticks in Adelaide.
Really?
Now, strictly invites only,
Sean. How do they get their tickets?
Well, you tell me. I got no idea. How do they get them, Sean?
Oh, you're doing great. You keep on going.
There you go.
There you go. Call up right now, 133353. We're going to take four calls through. is meant to be you doing all this, and you've just handballed it to me. Like back in the olden days with your handball. So
exactly,
quick.
Exactly.
133353. Give us a call right now. We've got four doubles to give away. Don't forget, though, the better chance you have to win tickets is if you are a Triple M Club member. So join up. It's free and easy. Go to triplem.com.au.
The phone's going nuts.
Are you coming there that night? I didn't see your name on this list.
No, but I'll be there. And look, You can also take your chances with Ruin Dits of a morning between 7:30 with Ruin Dits. Yeah. And
obviously we'll be giving away tickets as we are now.
Exactly. Fantastic night.
13th of September. One night in September. I like it.
Beautiful. Absolutely.
All right. Well, let's go then.
Well done, Jarzen.
That's thanks to Sporty's Barn Arena, the best place to watch every footy final live this September.
Gee.
I'll be there.
Stories, eh?
Spurring you on, Jars.
Everyone loves our footy nights. Brendan Favola, the man's a character, and he's joining Jars and KG next.
Tomorrow night, we've got the EJ Witten Legends game on Channel 7.
I love it.
And one of our favourites, and he was a champion for the Carlton Footy Club. Brendan Favola joins us. G'day, Fev. How are you, mate?
I'm good. I was all right at Brisbane, too.
Now, Brendan, why aren't you playing tomorrow night?
I'm commentating for 7.
Yeah, I know, I know you're doing that, but what? I thought you were a Monty to play.
Yeah.
I didn't play last year either. I was a commentator, and then I came on and kicked the winning goal, if you remember watching.
Yeah, I did,
We had like a bit of a shoot-off or whatever it was.
That's right, yeah. Shootout.
A shootout. So I took the last kick and slotted it for about 80 metres out, straight to the middle.
Some massive names are playing tomorrow night, Fev, and it's a wonderful cause. We all loved EJ when he was up and about. KG was very close to EJ, Teddy Whitten, but we're doing it for men's health awareness, Fev. That's the most important message for tomorrow night.
Yeah, it is, Jars. You're right, and you did say some very huge names. They are a lot huger than what they were when they played. I've seen a few of these boys get around in their jumpers and their shorts. Whoa. Ooh. There's some. That's why I'm not playing, guys, because I am the size of a house at the moment, so I'm going to be able to move. But it's an amazing, amazing foundation, as we all know, the EJ Witten Foundation, and Channel 7 and all the guys have jumped on board to really get this game up and going again. Because it looked like a couple of years ago it was going to be gone, and they've got some amazing new little things that are going on tomorrow night. Well, I don't know if you guys are know.
Well, come on, Feb, what's going on?
And I don't know if I'm allowed to say it, but I'm going to break it anyway.
Yep.
But so for every super goal outside 50, Amy is going to donate $500 to the Witten Foundation.
Beautiful.
And if you kick a super goal, but you kick a torpedo, they're going to make it $1,000.
Oh,
so we're trying to bring back the torp.
Yeah.
Oh, the torp.
Bring back the torp. Exciting.
Absolutely. Fab, just looking at the respective sides, I reckon, sadly, the Vicks look the stronger side.
Well, I don't think Amy knew that Sav was playing, so he obviously played in the NFL, and can roost a ball. Yeah. So I think the fix would be looking to feed him the footy, because he can kick it about. I mean, he can kick it from the middle. I remember when we played with Ben Graham after he'd come back from the NFL. He was roosting them from the middle of the ground and nearly hitting the roof, and they were sailing across the goal line. So it's going to be an amazing night. Hopefully a few people get down, raise some money for the EJ Witten Foundation. And the main message there is, boys, if you're over 40, go get your you-know-what's checked, and don't be afraid to go in there, because you can save your own life by just going to get a check.
Exactly.
So. Hey, Fev, who do you think will win the grand final this year? What two teams are you going to see in the grand final?
Well, I went down for Triple M footy last week to the Cattery and commentated that game alongside Swatter and the voice, the people's voice, Barry Denner. And I didn't think Geelong could win it, but geez, they were good last week. I don't think Adelaide can win it because they can't win in Melbourne. I reckon Port Adelaide and Sydney are smokies.
Ooh.
Big smokies.
Hey, Feb, you don't like Adelaide.
They're amazing. No, I like Adelaide. I just don't think they can win in Melbourne.
Oh, God.
Mate, good luck on the EJ Witten game. Good calling with Wayne Carey, Luke Darcy, Tim Watson, Brian Taylor and Jonathan Brown. Thanks for your time, buddy, and it's a wonderful cause, so make sure we donate and look after men's health awareness. Good on you, Feb.
Good on you, Feb. Thanks for your time, mate.
I forgot we were talking to Adelaide. I should have said Adelaide's going to win the grand final. They're going to win the grand final, boys.
There he is, Brendan Favola, KG.
He will have mud all over his face. Adelaide's going to win it. They're dead set certainties. Oh, I'm telling you.
Jars and KG on 104.7 Triple M. I'm shell shocked.
What's wrong?
Well, just a few moments ago when we're off air, you uttered the words, "Oh, I'm a bit shy."
There's no way.
Hey, family, if you're listening to the show and you want to take your partner out for a great night of entertainment or some friends, last night, Maz and I, my son and his girlfriend, we went to see an act called the Infamous. It's a cabaret circus. What?
It's the Cabaret Cirque Sensation
down at Bonython Park there, KG.
Well, is this a free plug or what?
Yeah, well, my cousin's running it.
How many bloody cousins you
got? Well, there's a lot of Germans in this town.
Obviously, they're everywhere.
But I recommend it. It's one of the funniest nights I've been to. It was a great night. It's a cabaret circus type, death-defying acts, and there's sexy entertainment. So it's 18 and plus, so you can't take your kiddies. But it's a ripping night. All right, so get down there tonight. They're on at 7:30. Go in there. Just say Jar sent me.
Here we go.
How will that make a difference?
But last night, we were sitting on the table.
Yeah, hang on a minute. Yeah. This is my bit.
Watching the axe.
You say you're shy.
Yeah, I am shy.
Is it true that my spies told me that you walked up, that Jeffrey Rush was there with his
entourage?
Is it true that you walked up and shook hands?
I did. He was sitting about four tables down, and I just walked up to him, and everyone. Yeah, it was great to see. Well, if he's going to see this great gig, Infamous, the cabaret circus, well, everyone can go. So make sure you go there and support my cousin. All right.
How long is it on for?
It's on until the 10th of September.
Oh, plenty of time.
Sean, all right. So tonight, tomorrow night, Saturday night. Anyway, get in there, get on the line there and get the tickets. But it's a great night. Now.
Okay, we've got Brian Taylor coming up a little later.
Righto.
And also Simon Hill, where Japan take on the Socceroos tonight, should be an absolute cracker. Now, look, talking about soccer, I've got a little bone to pick with
you
and it's coming up very, very shortly. I'm amazed at you. I'm amazed and disappointed. Look at me when I'm talking. Yeah. Don't look at the
whiteboard. Have a crack at me now, then.
No, go now.
Go now?
Yeah,
all right.
Go now.
I walked into the station today.
Yes, you did.
And a little dicky bird whispered in my ear.
Because the Adelaide United are looking for a new CEO.
The CEO's gone.
Another one gone
to the jockey club. The person told me, ask Jars why he has jumped off being a strong supporter of Adelaide United. I knew nothing about
my Reds.
This. Now, is it true that you've jumped off the Reds? No, don't. It's a yes or a no.
Yes, I have.
Why?
Yeah, because the way that they treated Marcelo Karuska and the way they treated Eugene Galekovic, I'm absolutely disgusted.
So you've jumped off?
Yes, I have.
So where are you going?
I might go to Melbourne City.
Are you absolute?
I might go and support them now.
You know,
because half of the side's there now anyway.
Well, you think about this.
No, I'm not going to think about it.
No, you hear me out.
You
think about this.
Disappointed how they were treated.
Well, okay, forget the management. They're gone. Go to them, eyeball them and say, I'm filthy on you, mob. But stay with the players. This is when the players of United need you and need your support. What you're doing by defecting to Melbourne is hurting the players.
It's Melbourne City.
I don't care, Melbourne and whatever. You are hurting the players.
And I'm going to Portugal as well. Just follow Dylan McGowan. I'm barracking for them as well.
They'll probably tell you to stay in Portugal. But what I'm saying to you is, by you defecting off United, you haven't hurt the management. You've hurt the players.
How badly were those champions treated?
I have no.
Every United fan will get on the phone now and support me the way that they were treated. Don't treat your superstars like the way they were treated.
I have no doubt you're right there.
And I know you've got to evolve and you've got to move forward, the new coach, but no. I'm very close to signing up with Melbourne City this year.
Well, that's it. That's it for me.
Well, why?
I'm amazed that you have done that.
No, I'm not amazed.
This is the time. This is.
I may boycott United for 12 months.
You're like a football supporter. When sides start to lose the game, you leave early the game, you jump off, you're not going to go again. What you've got to do now is support those players. They need you now, so support them. Fair, I'm amazed at you. I didn't think you'd ever do that.
Jars has lost his concentration because he's just been papped somewhere.
There's paparazzi coming.
Honestly, just what the hell is going on in this studio?
Just outside the studio a few moments ago.
I've just seen flashlights everywhere.
Came around.
Now,
what's wrong now?
Go on Twitter, folks.
Twitter family.
And just say what you think about Andrew Jarman jumping off the United players.
I'm filthy what's happened to those great players.
I think you're totally wrong.
Absolutely. And mate, half of the side's gone there anyway. Marcello's now signed with Melbourne City. Eugene's there at Melbourne City. So where am I going to go? I'm going to probably go with him.
You support Adelaide United in South Australia. Don't jump off. Oh. That's pathetic. I've had my say.
Just a fair whack.
Hey, I could be a lot stronger if I wanted to be.
Jazz is still overwhelmed by that Pap scenario.
It was amazing. The big flash to the camera.
Why would he want your photograph?
I felt like Beyonce.
Dale Lewis missing in action. We have KG in his place and Jazz. It's the Rush Hour 104.7 Triple M.
133353 is our number, family. You want to play the quiz with no name?
Yes.
Thanks to our very good friends, Automasters. We have lines available right now. BT's going to be joining us just after 5. And Simon Hill, KG.
Yep.
We'll talk about the very important game, the Socceroos v Japan.
We win tonight.
We're off to Russia.
Off to Russia.
We're off to Russia. We need to probably learn their language too. You know, we had Brenton Favola on just before, and he said that the Adelaide Crows can't win in Melbourne.
We should have challenged him on that.
Well, the Twitter family's just piped up beautifully. 63 Not Out Forever said, Fev, you're drunk again. The Crows have not lost a game in Melbourne this year. 3 wins and a draw.
Exactly.
Come on, Fev, get your facts right.
Come on, Fev.
There you go.
I tell you what, they will win the premiership. I'm giving you the strong tip.
What?
The Crows. Lay down certainty.
Worries me when he goes there, Sean.
Lay down. All right. Lay down certainty.
You can quote me on that.
It's in concrete now, mate. It's in concrete, okay? Charles and KG. Quiz with no name next.
Yes. Welcome back to the second hour of the Rush Hour. Of course, Louis still on the sick list. KG with you. And also Andrew Newton-Jarman on this beautiful evening. The sun's starting to set. We're looking at it from the 13th floor of our building, setting over the sea.
Nice.
1st of September tomorrow, the start of spring.
Ovals have been cut, KG, for finals football. The nostrils are flaring.
How good is it to be alive, Jars?
How good is it to play finals footy?
Unbelievable. Absolutely. And congratulations. We've discussed the All-Australian boys who made the team. 3 from Adelaide, Laird, Betts and Matty Crouch.
Yep.
And from Port Adelaide, Robbie Gray and Pat Ryder. How Sauce didn't make it, I got no idea, but that's another issue.
Alex Rance was named captain of the All-Australian side, KG.
I found that a little strange, actually. Mm.
Well, this is what he had to say last week.
Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. It's a bit embarrassing, to be totally honest. There's so many super players up here, and I still am sort of trying to work out what's going on.
He's confused. He's confused as the captain.
Like, he's a wonderful player.
Should Dangerfield got the captaincy?
I would have given it to him straight away.
Robbie Gray, vice captain?
Yep, Robbie Gray. But Dangerfield had to be the standout captain. Although Franklin probably
the
Robbie
Budster.
Gray or Lance Franklin.
Look, it's a very good side. I think there's 12 debutants in the All-Australian. So, obviously, Treads, he had him early in the show, copped the whack.
He did. Well,
you weren't happy because
goodness
he kept out the big
me.
Sam.
Absolutely unbelievable. Oh. Look, coming up this next hour, we've got a great hour coming up, Jars.
Yeah,
we've got Brian Taylor.
BT.
And we got Simon Hill. That's the big one, of course, with the fact that the Socceroos take on Japan in Japan tonight, 7:30. So, if they win that, they're off to Russia, Jars.
All right, Kays, let's play this.
The Rush Hour's quiz with no name. Thanks to Automasters.
Your drive home isn't always smooth, but make sure your car runs smoothly. Call 1300 Automasters.
Before we introduce Greg of Kadena, Dustin Martin's decision is expected to be today or tonight.
Today or tonight?
That's the mail.
So will it be on the footy show, do you think?
Oh, I don't know.
Well, if it's on the footy show, he's staying. There's no doubt about that. Because he wouldn't go on there now before say he's off.
Just received a text message
about
it.
Did you really? Yeah, good mail, Jazz.
G'day, Greg of Kadena. Welcome.
Yo, Jazz. How you going?
Beautiful place, Kadena. Yeah. Beautiful people up there.
Not bad. Not too bad.
No, it's a good spot, Gregory. Are you ready to win some money?
Yeah, we'll have a crack at it.
Okay, mate. So you've got 60 seconds. You've got 10 questions, 60 seconds. Now, you've only got one Automasters, right, mate?
Righto.
Use it wisely.
Are you ready, Greg?
Hang on, I haven't finished with him yet.
All right, well, I'm getting him excited.
All right, so if you don't know the question, just say pass and we can come back to it, Gregory, all right? And any answer you give that comes out of your mouth, we have to go with it.
Righto.
All right, mate, all right. Good luck.
Righto, here we go. Go,
George.
Number one, name a power player who has made the All-Australian team.
Righto.
How many Essendon players made the All-Australian team?
Pass.
Okay, how many runs did Bangladesh beat Australia by yesterday?
20.
What ground is the slowdown being played on Sunday?
Norwood Oval.
Which power defender had hip surgery this week?
That's Homas, or his name is.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Who won the netball test between the Aussies and South Africa last night?
South Africa.
Okay. What night this weekend is the AFL Women's State of Origin match being played?
Friday night.
Which Scott brother had his contract extended by 2 years this week?
Brad.
Okay. Name the Australian who beat Nick Kyrgios at the US Open today.
Lifeline.
Automasters.
Automasters.
Okay. Who was named as the captain of the All-Australian team?
Grant.
All right. How many Essendon players made the Australian team?
Two.
Oh,
one. One.
All right, Shawnee. Come on, mate. Let's go. See what you
here
got.
Here we go.
Gregory. Good boy.
One, two, three, four, five, six. Correct.
Oh, hang on. Hang on. I had seven.
No, he didn't get Jack Homshaw. He said Homashaw.
You're a tight ass.
You can't say Homash. That sounds like something you'd eat.
Can we have a vote here?
Yeah.
You can't say. No, it's going to be right.
Oh. You were trying to say Jack Homsh, wasn't you, Greg?
Yeah, that's the one.
I knew.
I was trying to spit it out. I knew
which
one
it was. I'm in charge of this show. I'm the number one dog. I'm going to give you that answer, mate. All right, 10 bucks here. So 70 bucks.
Beautiful.
All right. Number two there, Greg, you said pass. You said how many Essendon players made it? It was three of them, Danaher, Merritt and Hurley.
And who won the netball test match between Australia and South Africa last night? Australia 58-52.
What else did you say, Greg? Number seven, Cage.
Number seven, what night this weekend is the AFL Women's State of Origin match being played? It's on Saturday night.
You said Friday, didn't you, Greg?
Yep.
Yeah, I did, yeah.
And the Auto Masters, please, KG.
Yeah, name the Australian who beat Nick Kyrgios at the US Open today. The answer there was John Millman.
Another Aussie.
Aussie.
70 bucks, all yours, Greg, from Kadena. Well done, mate.
Very good.
Enjoy the 70 bucks. No, that's better than a kick in the backside. Absolutely.
Well done.
Have you had your brakes checked recently?
Not yet, Sean.
Call 1300 Auto Masters.
Is he waiting for us? Where's BT?
He's waiting. He's on every Thursday afternoon. We're talking Brian Taylor. Bressel, next on the Rush Hour with Charles and KG on 104.7 Triple M.
They've gone bananas. They're on fire here. An absolute ripper.
Boy, what about that?
Goodness gracious me. They've gone berserk. Bloody hell. Did you see that?
Oh, boy. Wowee.
Bristol, thanks for joining us. I've got the great man KG joining us this evening.
Oh, absolutely fantastic to have KG aboard. What a legend he is.
Kick the bloody thing, Brian Taylor would say in commentary. Kick the bloody thing.
Get rid of it. Go forward, for Christ's sake.
I love that.
Now, Bristol, tomorrow night's going to be a massive night for the EJ Witten game, which is on Channel 7 from 7 p.m. We've got some massive names playing, and it's for all the men's health awareness and to acknowledge the great man himself, Teddy Witten.
Yeah, look, it's all about men's health, as you guys know, and that's the guts of what we're on about here. And then you throw in all these guys that have donated the time. I'm just looking through the list here in front of me. There's, you know, over 40-odd players that have donated their time. A lot have come from interstate to be involved in the game. And I was looking through, and of the list, I don't know, I've got about a list of about 50 players in front of me. Just about every one of them has won a best and fairest. So it's an absolutely quality list. I'll get 20,000 at Etihad Stadium tomorrow. And what's amazing about the night is the 20,000 at some stage will be in the rooms. Somehow everyone gets into the rooms on this night.
Well, good calling tomorrow night, and I make sure we get a lot of donations. So looking forward to it. Now, Bristol, the All-Australian side, obviously, I don't know if you had a look at it. Is it time we had two All-Australian sides? Because some good players missed. Well, some good players missed out, Bristol.
Yeah, but isn't that what it's about? You go to the Apex and people miss out, Jars. Like, people actually miss out because there are people that are better than them in front of them. And this is good. We don't want two teams where you're struggling to fill the second team. Sal, I mean, Josh Kennedy from Sydney.
Yeah, stiff as.
Stiff as, but you know what? When I heard that this morning that he'd missed out, I thought, Jesus, who's got in front of him? And when you jump out the names that are in front of him, you go, oh, okay, yeah. Pretty tough
Bristol,
to get in
Joel
there.
Selwood shouldn't have been in the Australian side. He's had an average year this year, Joel Selwood.
No, he was good.
Oh.
He was good first half of the year.
I reckon not up to his normal standard, Bronny. He set the bar at a high level, but I don't reckon this year's been his best year.
Oh, well said, Cage.
What about the big source? Sam Jacobs missing out.
Oh, here we go. It's all this parochial crap. We've got to go on with again.
He should have been a certainty, Brian.
Oh, what a load of nonsense. Was Paddy Ryder got him, didn't he?
Yes, Paddy Ryder was very good, but this bloke dominated the stats. Out.
Well, Paddy Ryder has injected some electricity into the Port Adelaide side. Big source, goes along and does his job very nicely most weekends, and that's very, very nice of him. But Paddy, surely this year, with what he's been able to do with a pretty ordinary side in Port Adelaide and get him over the line, I reckon he's done an absolutely smashing job.
And what about Rory Sloane not getting in?
Well, Sloane's had an okay year, but he hasn't had a Brownlow year, has he?
He was early favourite.
But that was my question. Should we have two All-Australian sides to acknowledge these great players?
Oh, I'd say, Jars. So this is what you're like. So you're the typical dad that goes along to the under-12s boys, and you go along to the trophy presentation night, and you're sitting up the back of the room saying, "My kid didn't get a trophy. Every kid should get a trophy. Every kid should get a trophy. Let's give them all a medal. Let's call them all best and fairest." Hey, Jars, there's only one kid at the 14s that wins the best and fairest. There's one runner-up, there's one most consistent, and there's one most improved.
And in
the All-Australian, there's one of each position. And stop being a sook and taking yourself back to your junior days.
And I'm going to throw in another name. What about Taylor Walker?
Taylor Walker, he's barely in the side at the moment. He's been good. Yeah, he's been good. The big Texan.
But
Brady Franklin's outstanding performance, and obviously Kennedy and young Danaher, I reckon they got that right. So they got
They got the forward line looks pretty good to me, pretty hard to break, and that's one of the best forward lines I've seen in years. Interesting that those guys, interesting the Fox coverage, generally speaking, but interesting that... they selected this side on the basis as if they were playing someone, which was probably the way that it should be. The other interesting thing is that, did you think in the telecast watching this that here they are, they've just been awarded the best player in their position for the year, and then all of a sudden you've got a panel of guys down there questioning whether that guy should be in or that guy... Was that a bit disrespectful?
Yes, it was. A bit over the top.
It was disrespectful.
Yeah, it was.
Disrespectful. Yeah. No doubt. I was a bit shocked by that, to be quite frank. Yeah. Anyway.
Very weird. But anyway, look, it's a hard job. You and I would love to be on the committee of eight because they get the free lunch and the free airfare over there.
Well, Treaders loves it.
Treaders loves it. He gets over there and he can't stop talking. He winds himself into a frenzy and he just goes on this monologue that has bores the crap out of us all. But he's good.
Bristol, can you just stick around? Coming up, I want to talk to you about Gary Ablett, Dustin Martin and the Collingwood Football Club. Did they make a mistake by re-signing
him?
Stick around, Bristol. Good on you, Bristol. There's the phone, Bristol. Does Mrs. Bristol get that or you got to get that?
Mrs. Bristol, get that.
Hey, Bristol, Collingwood Football Club, have they made a mistake by re-signing Nathan Buckley? Because I don't think he's going to improve that club in the next 2 years with an average list.
Look, I don't think they have because here's the guts of it. So if he didn't get the job, then someone like Stuart Dew, John Barker, Dean Solomon, someone of that ilk was going to get the job. Now, to me, those guys are no better, probably even less qualified than what Nathan Buckley is to get the job.
Yep.
They checked out all of the coaches that were currently in jobs and really good at what they do, you know, the Longmires and the Clarksons and all of those. Mm-hmm. None of them were available. And they've said to themselves, okay, well, we're going to hang on to Buckley because we know that he's good. We're not sure how good that he can be. And we're going to hang on to him for a couple more years and we'll give him a chance. And if he comes good in that time, great. But if he doesn't, we've got an out in 2 years where we can then go and look for a Clarkson or a Longmire or someone of that ilk. I think they've done the right thing.
Now, Brian, Dusty Martin, will he start Richmond or will he go?
I'm hearing rumours today. I was at a breakfast this morning, actually. Mm-hmm. And a few heavyweights from the respective networks were there. And they were talking about a deal. I don't know whether you've heard anything about this, and I don't even know whether it's happening, but they seem to think that a deal might have been done with the Footy Show for tonight. I haven't seen any ads on air yet.
Yeah, the rumour's rife about that.
Yeah, about him being paid a lot of money to come on and announce it. Now, if he does go on the Footy Show tonight...
He's gone.
No, he's staying.
He's staying?
Oh,
George, he'll
because
stay.
Because there's no way he'll go on the Footy Show tonight and say, I'm going to North Melbourne on the eve of Richmond's biggest game in 30 years. So if he's on the Footy Show tonight, he's staying. If he's not on, I think it's trouble for Richmond.
Ooh. Now, Brian, what about Ablett? I was a huge fan of Gary Ablett, but to me, gee whiz, he's made a mess of this situation with the Gold Coast Suns in Geelong.
Yeah, I think his legacy's broken, Bristol, if he goes to the Geelong. Selfish attitude, I think his legacy is going to be broken.
Yep, it's a really disappointing end to someone who they gave... They sold the bloody farm to get him.
Yep.
And to want to bail out and to have the ending that he's had, it just doesn't sit well with football supporters, I reckon. Look, Geelong fans don't care because they just want him back, but... Even Geelong. I mean, I'm thinking, what about Cameron Ling and Bartel and Mackey and Lonigan and all these guys that told they had to retire because they were going to rebuild and, you know, all of a sudden they end up with Gary Ablett there. I'm not quite sure why he should be given the inside running to this.
No, I agree totally with you.
Bristol, what
doesn't
about...
Doesn't make a lot of sense to me.
Deplorable Melbourne Football Club. What's your take on the Demons that only two tackles in the first half of football? That's a mindset. They got ahead of themselves. They got to have a real serious look about their list going forward next year, Bristol.
Yeah, it seems to me that, you know, there's a certain arrogance about all footy clubs, and you guys know what I'm talking about, because we've all had it ourselves. We've all been in that situation. But I'm just not sure of the arrogance. It's a bit of an unhealthy arrogance at Melbourne. Like they haven't earned it or something. It feels like they haven't actually earned that yet, the right to be like that and to...
Disappointing.
To have that sort of attitude. And I just look at them, even down to their youngest leaders, and go, come on, guys, you actually got to do something before you can act like that. I mean, I believe in the last game of the year they were... saying to the St Kilda players or whoever they played, you know, you guys aren't going to be in the finals this year. We are. All this sort of nonsense. I mean, just win the game, fellas. I mean, I know they're a young group, and so with that comes inconsistencies, but at some stage, they just didn't attack that game. No. As you say, two tackles or something. They were just deplorable.
Yeah, absolutely. They were. Now, BT, will Rory Sloane come up in your view? Just had the appendicitis out?
Oh, Betts, was he 10 days, Betts?
He was 13 days, Bristol, and played on the 14th and got best player.
And how many days will it be for Sloane?
Nine.
Oh, gee.
I don't think he'll play, Bristol.
He will play.
He won't play, George.
He will play.
9 days.
Jars, he'll play.
Yeah. I think the healing process will heal with the stitch, you know, the intrusion. But I think it's all to do maybe with the anaesthetic and whether he feels comfortable about that. So everyone recovers differently from surgery. So my thinking is he'll play.
He will play.
But when I hear that news from you guys about Eddie Betts, I think, were they being a little bit conservative with Betts because they weren't under the pressure they are now?
Oh. They were a bit conservative.
Duty of care. They got a duty of care with the young Sloane dog, so...
Yeah, so he'll probably play.
He will play.
Bristol, good luck tomorrow night. It's a great cause, and hopefully we've got a big weekend of the Sandful finals. We've got the women's State of Origin. We've got AFL Slowdown on Sunday, KG, which I'm playing in, and the big game tomorrow night, the EJ Witten Legends game.
Yeah, look out for tomorrow night. The barrel is back. They're going to pay 9 points for anyone that kicks a barrel, and I think $1,000 for each barrel goal.
Bristol, beautiful. What was your longest barrel in your heyday?
I wasn't good at the barrel. I've got Peter Dacos to kick mine, and his were very long.
Take care, mate. Good calling tomorrow night on Channel 7. Bristol.
See you, Brian. On you, boys. See you,
there he is, our good Brian friend, Taylor. Brian Taylor.
What do you call him Bristles for?
Well, because he's bristly and he's demanding and he's got the swagger and
he's a good caller.
He's a brilliant mate. He's one of my favourites.
Well, love his calling. Absolutely fantastic.
Simon Hill is going to be talking about the Socceroos World Cup qualifier very, very soon. The next 15 minutes with the Rush Hour, Jars and KG here at Triple M.
Good on you, Sean. And we're getting some snippets through from some former cricketers talking about the Australian
embarrassing result yesterday, well, KG, well, against Bangladesh.
I've set the ajars. We are the laughing stock on the international scene at the moment. And now I want to take nothing away from Bangladesh. No, they played well. Well done. Congratulations. Yes. But that's not, that performance is not what about Australia cricket is about. And we got Michael Vaughan, former England captain.
From Twitter.
On the Twitter. So waking up to splendid news from Bangladesh. Morning, everyone.
Yep.
Harbhajan Singh, congratulations to the Tigers for creating history by winning the Test match against Cricket Australia. Great show. And the great Sachin Tendulkar, who I loved. Two upsets in 2 days. Inspiring performance by the Tigers. Test cricket is thriving.
Michael Vaughan's got a bit of a cheek. They got done by the West Indies.
So people in
glass
houses.
And they're a very average cricket side at the moment.
People in glass houses shouldn't throw stones. But look, it was a very, very ordinary performance. And I never, ever, Jars, thought that I'd see the day that Bangladesh, and again, I say it with great respect, would beat Australia in Test cricket. Not at all. Well,
So how are they going to fix it?
Well, the only way to fix this is to bounce back in the second test, win that, and come back and beat the Poms in the Ashes series.
Hangover from the pay dispute?
No, I don't think.
Lack of preparation?
That's a cop-out.
Oh, hang on. I'm just throwing you some...
What's a cop-out?
The Aussies were going to play a practice match before the test match.
Correct.
But they said no.
Yes.
No, they decided not to play.
It's a cop-out.
Well, why is that?
That's a cop-out. The Australian players stood on their dig. They knew what they were doing. They knew what was coming up. That is a cop-out. Australian cricket is far better than we saw over those 4 days in Bangladesh. The only thing I'll say, that the wickets prepared on the subcontinent are an absolute farce.
Right.
Absolute
farce. So how do you fix that?
Well, it's simple. Get a Les Burdett to go to those countries a month before the series starts. Make certain that the wicket's got a bit of grass on it. It's hard, and it's a wicket for Test cricket. Like when you see on day one of a five-day Test match, a spinner bowling, and the delivery takes a divot out of the pitch. It's a bloody joke. But that's no excuse.
So tell me, what's going to change? What are they going to do with the wicketkeeper, Matty Wade, who was terrible?
He's got to go. And again,
Stephen O'Keefe. Right.
Well, that's an absolute joke for him to be going. Honestly, he should not. Rodney Hogg had this to say about that.
Look, that's a captain's call for sure. Smith's O'Keefe's mate. O'Keefe's got a $20,000 fine hanging over his head, and he didn't go up to Darwin in that practice game. So he's not ready to go. Now, the guy who goes over there, way we were talking last night, I think what's going to happen is Hazelwood down. And the bloke who goes over, the spinner, they'll play three spinners, and he'll go straight into the test match. Well, O'Keefe's not ready to go into a test match.
See, Rodney Hogg, cast your mind back. It was Stephen Smith, the captain of Australia, when Chad Sayers was picked to play in the test match here in Adelaide, where he went to the selection and said, no, I don't want Chad Sayers in.
Mm.
And they changed
so
their
Steve
mind.
Steve Smith's picking his base.
Well, and as Rodney Hogg said, it's his mate.
Yeah.
And that's not how you pick cricket teams. No, absolute disgrace those 4 days.
Well.
And they've got to turn. Don't laugh. It's not a laughing matter. It's very serious.
You've blamed the pitch.
Yes.
You blame the players that went on strike.
Correct. No, I didn't.
Isn't it the selectors? Isn't it just the talent?
No, it's not that. We've got the talent.
We don't have the middle order batting, mate.
At the moment, we've got the talent. We've got the talent. I've got no doubt about that. We've got the talent. Oh. But Wade's got to go. And in fact, 70% of our Twitter family said they should pick Alex Carey. 78% said pick Alex Carey. 22% pick Wade.
But they're not going to pick Alex Carey.
Why not? Why?
Because he'll be picked for the second test.
I'm telling you.
And we don't want to lose that one.
Lose that one.
What were you going to do? Well, lose that one? What are you going to do?
Well, I'm thinking about it. As long as it's not pain.
Give me something juicy. Come on, give me something juicy.
No, no.
Come on, what are you, jumping the torrents?
Come on.
No. Swim knee with the dolphins down to Henley or what? What are you going to do?
You can quote me on that.
That's all I needed.
Let's talk to the voice of football, Simon Hill.
Yeah,
the Socceroos World Cup qualifier clash with Japan tonight, 7:30 live on Fox Sports.
What a game,
Jazz. No ad breaks during the play.
What a game.
Let's say hello to Simon. Simon, thanks for your time.
Pleasure, guys. How are you?
Yeah, good. Thank you, Simon. Simon, we've never beaten Japan in Japan. Is tonight the night, Simon?
Well, look, to be honest, they'll probably never have a better chance of breaking that unwanted record because Japan are in, not disarray, because their results have been all right, actually, but they don't like their coach.
Oh.
There's a lot of anti-Vahid Halil Hodzic feeling.
What does that mean?
At the press conference yesterday. Well, no, that's his name, Vahid Halil Hodzic. He's a Bosnian, and he's not very popular in these parts because the style of play that he's got the national team playing is not to the locals' taste. So even though the results have been okay, and if they win tonight, they qualify for the World Cup, same as Australia,
yep.
They want him out. And at the press conference yesterday, he put in a very erratic performance, very demonstrative, and a man who was really looked as though he was on the edge. And at the end of it, he turned to the press corps and implored them to get behind the national team. So, you know, this is a man under serious pressure tonight, and that might just play into Australian hands. Let's hope so.
Well, wouldn't that be beautiful? And, Simon, also, how physical will the Socceroos be tonight against Japan?
Well, look, I think it will be a controlled aggression. What I'd like to see, and I'm sure everybody else would as well, is a mixture of what we saw against Chile in the last Confederations Cup game a few weeks
back.
Yeah,
I saw
where
that, yep.
They played a very aggressive and intense brand of football, which was sort of more like the Socceroos of old. Now, that's not to say that they didn't play with quality, because they did, but I think the mixture of those two elements could well be a winning combination tonight, but we'll see.
Simon, what does a win, loss or draw tonight mean for the Socceroos?
Good point.
Okay, well, win means basically we're in Russia next year, fourth successive World Cup, so that's the ideal scenario. A draw means it remains in our hands, and that if we beat Thailand in Melbourne next week, which we should do because they're bottom of the group, then we'll still be in Russia next year. A loss means that we're not out of it, but we would be then reliant upon Japan going to Saudi Arabia on the same night next Tuesday and doing us a bit of a favour and taking points off the Saudis. So that's what we don't want, really.
Exactly.
We want to have it in our hands.
Exactly. Simon, the shock loss of Saudi Arabia, has that eased the pressure a little bit on the Socceroos?
Well, look, I would say so. I mean, Ange has obviously played that down this week, saying that their approach hasn't changed. That's understandable. Of course he'll say that. But I think it certainly, opened the door to an easier passage to Russia. And I don't know whether you'd say it's taking the pressure off, because it's not. They still need a result tonight. But, obviously the big carrot is there for them now. If they can get the 3 points, they can finish this job, tonight, ideal.
Wouldn't that be beautiful?
Hey, Simon, he's gone to another level. Aaron Mooy, what a quality player he's become in that midfield area.
Yeah, he has. And he's not alone. That's the good news for Australia. You know, Tommy Rogic is in good form as well for Celtic. Matthew Lecky is started the new German Bundesliga season on fire for Hertha Berlin. Robbie Cruz is playing regularly again at last, thankfully.
Yep.
So, all the ducks are starting to line up in a row for Australia, and hopefully we'll see that in a complete team performance tonight. And look, to be honest, we have to say this, despite all the problems that Japan have got, they're still a quality team. They've got some great players.
Mm.
And they are at home. They're going to have 60,000 people cheering them on tonight. This is going to be tough for Australia. Don't make no bones about that. But they've got it in them to do it.
Simon, the Aussie X Factor, Timmy Cahill, is there any chance that our coach would start him tonight in Japan?
Well, there is every chance, and I'll tell you why. Tommy Juric, who is probably our first choice centre forward, has missed the last two training sessions. He picked up a cork in his leg in the last game that he played for his club side in Switzerland, Luzern, last weekend, and he's been having treatment on that all week. So whether they're going to gamble with Tommy's fitness tonight, given that he's not trained with the team for the last 2 days, I'm not sure. If I was a gambling man, I might say that Timmy might just start tonight.
Beautiful.
Hey, great calling tonight, Simon. Really appreciate your time. So very important match for our football side, the Socceroos World Cup qualifier v Japan tonight. Thanks, Simon. Good calling tonight.
Pleasure, guys. Go the Socceroos.
Yeah, go the Socceroos. I tell you what, they'll win tonight.
Yep,
Josh.
Tonight at 7:30, live on Fox Sports.
I'll be watching.
All right, KG, no ad breaks during play. And
we'll get over the line tonight.
Japan's going to be a tough gig.
Oh, it's a tough gig, but with the trouble and the sort of coach under the pump,
under siege,
that's a huge plus.
All right.
Go the Socceroos. I'm confident, very confident.